Welcome to Main Street Banking, a podcast for community bankers brought to you by the Barrett School of Banking, located in the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Byron Earnhardt. I am the program director here at Barrett, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to our corner of the banking world and hope that we can make your bank, your staff, and maybe even your day a better one. Okay, so we've started the process. We've gotten our cool new superhero gadgets and toys, and we've got a pretty good idea of how to use them. We're not masters yet, but we're getting there. It's time to get out of the bat cave and get to work. Now, the point of those five constant factors and seven considerations was to make very clear to you where you need to go to work. You should be seeing some sense of a to-do list start to emerge that you'll need to do for protection, as well as some areas that you can win from your competition. Also, I'm sure that if you're writing them down, there's been a moment of anxiety and some cold sweating. That's all right. That's a good thing. You'll stay plenty busy. In one of my earliest banking roles, I was assigned to a branch that had never made 100% of our goals. My branch manager, who was new to the bank at the time, had the nerve to tell us that we could do it and do it within one quarter. Well, I panicked. There's no way we can do that. It's too big. Home office got these numbers from left field. There's no way we can do that. Byron, she said, how do you eat a 700-pound gorilla? You don't. No, she replied, you eat him one bite at a time. Now, later that week, she went out and got me a small stuffed gorilla for my desk to remind me. And I still have it 16 years later on my desk, and he's staring at me right now as I record this. But that's the superhero lesson that Sun Tzu is pointing us towards. Victory is your objective here, not lengthy campaigns. Strategy is useless until you go out there and execute it, and the quicker you can find victory, the better off you'll be. Use those five factors and seven considerations to find the areas you need to work on and identify the one that you know you can win and win quickly. John Walsh with Casasa was on the podcast a while back, and I asked him if he were running a bank and needed to change the culture, what's the first thing that he would do? His response was to find the easiest and quickest win. We already know that the culture is the primary factor for success. We need people to buy into the culture, and you need to see the success for your team and for yourself. Now, here's some more things to consider as you launch your superhero journey. I hope by this point you've heard of the acronym SMART, S-M-A-R-T, for goal setting. Specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timely. Once you've identified your first target area on your superhero journey, start defining what victory looks like using this SMART acronym. Specific. Victory can't be something as vague as we need a new checking account or we want to open some new branches. You have to know exactly where you are spending your resources. Again, the objective here is victory, not planning to be victorious. Measurable. One of the things that I found interesting in this chapter of The Art of War was Sue's economic calculations on warfare. He had every conceivable means of measuring each decision's impact. He knew how every movement and every stratagem he employed would impact his army and the territories he had conquered. I think we're all familiar with this old expression, but inspect what you expect. Actionable. Your first step has to be tangible. Even if it's a new strategy or a new process, it has to be something that people can see the impact of. Realistic. This speaks to finding that quick victory. Because let's face it, taking on Bank of America's national market share, let's say, isn't going to happen, nor happen quickly. Timely. This one is key. Sun Tzu says, quote, cleverness has never been associated with long delays, unquote. I love that. That's probably my favorite quote in the book. Now, this is not to say that some strategies don't take some time to develop. In fact, remember last week that we learned that the general who is victorious makes many calculations before the battle. That takes time. It takes time to gather the information that you're going to need. But once you have it, and once the time is right, strike. Strike hard, strike fast, and get the victory before the competition even realizes what's happening. When you know what you need to do and you see the timing is right, do it. Now, two final points to keep in mind as you start out on this first superhero mission. Think of what happens after victory is achieved. Remember to reward those that helped get you there, and take care of those you have overtaken once victory is won. And this goes back to culture. I don't care if it's taking over another bank or starting a new product or even starting some new initiative within your bank. There's going to be someone who helped you along the way and those whose world you've just turned around, even if ever so slightly. Be gracious in victory. That's not only just being a good human being, it's strategic. Those that helped you get there, you're going to need them again. You're not done working. They're a part of your culture that you're going to work to change and utilize for success. Reward them. Find out what motivates them. What do they like? Why have they bought into this culture? Why does this culture speak to them and motivate them to do what they do? I know it sounds all touchy-feely because guess what? It is. You're dealing with people and their motivations. And as a superhero community banker, you are leading a vastly diverse set of motivations towards one common goal. Now, on the flip side of that coin, victory implies that there is someone's world that has been slightly overturned, to say the very least. You have moved their cheese. And that's not a bad thing. Likely, it's probably a good thing. But do they see it that way? The worst thing you can have happen is to have disgruntled operators of this new project once it's implemented. You've just increased the number of diverse motivations in your new culture, and there is a chance it may not be to their immediate liking. You don't want to have to pay for the same real estate twice. You don't want to have to lose this new territory to competition, even if that competition is internal, because the newest members of the team are disgruntled. Treat them kindly and with respect, Sue says. Onboard them into your new superhero culture. Help them to see the bigger picture. It's easier to gain ground than it is to just keep ground. Be as strategic in administering your victory as you were in gaining that victory. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Superhero Community Banking, where we'll get into Chapter 3 of The Art of War, and we'll get very specific in how to engage the competition. All engagement isn't necessarily direct. In fact, direct engagement may not be the best option. And here is where community bankers can really shine. Said another way, your knowledge of the community, whether that's geographic or otherwise, your knowledge of the community is the competitive advantage you're going to need to compete with anybody. And I'm going to show you why. So until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and stay safe out there. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's our episode for today. We hope you've enjoyed yourself and learned a little something. If you haven't already, please feel free to subscribe to our podcast and drop us a 5-star rating. You can follow us at Barrett Banking on Twitter or Barrett School of Banking on Facebook and LinkedIn. And we even have a new Community Banking Road Trip playlist on Spotify highlighting your favorite songs about your home state. Check that out and feel free to submit your favorite song about your state to add to the playlist. We have an ever-growing slate of classes, seminars, and webinars that are available, and not to mention our industry-recognized Graduate School of Banking every May, and we look forward to seeing you at any or all of our events. For more information, check out our website at barrett.ws. And from Memphis, the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, we'll see y'all next time on Main Street Banking.